or would you say it's not an invitation letter, it's
not an invitation, it's a genuine ribbon cane, or sovereign, or whichever one you want to call it.
Okay. When sugar is sold in the stores, they put up in packages, but wholesale it's sold in that.
Well, it's sold in books or 100 pounds.
And you might season your food with salt or whatever.
Well, if you're cooking whatever you're cooking, you season it with salt or not. They have food seasoning now. I really don't know. I'm on it. Well, you put black pepper. You use black pepper in a lot of cases.
There's some apples in the bowl. The child wants one. He says,
"You know, I'm not hearing you too well." Happy.
You got some apples in the bowl. The child wants one. He might say,
"Who wants one of them apples?"
He's talking to you. He got the apples. He might say,
"Did you give him one of those apples?"
Yeah. If you're pointing to a tree away off, you might say it's what?
Very old, yonder.
You might say, "Don't do it that way, do it
this way."
The inside of the cherry that you don't eat is hollow.
The bottom?
The inside part of the cherry that you don't eat. The heart, the middle.
The core. A chair.
Cherry. Piece of fruit.
Oh, a cherry. Cherry would be a seeds. The seeds in a cherry.
Okay. Where about in the peach?
The kernel.
Okay.
Or seed, either one.
Okay. What's the kind of peach where you have to cut the seed out of it? It doesn't come loose.
I know the name of that. We were talking about peaches this morning, but it's not a clear seed peach. Some peaches you have a clear seed. In other words, the meat doesn't even grow to it. But now, I believe they call them press peaches. I believe they do. Really, I done forgot the name they call them peaches.
Okay. That's fine. You have a clean peach, a clean stone?
Clean. But hear the word now.
What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
That's what I was wrong a while ago. You call that the kernel of the apple.
Okay. Did you ever cut up apples in brine?
Oh, yes. My grandma used to do that all the time. And she baked the apple pies out of them.
Okay.
With dried apples.
Okay. Did you say you were making, dried apples?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever call them smits?
No, we call them the slavery time way. Dried apples or dried peaches.
Okay.
See, we used to didn't have no frigid deals or nothing like that, you know. We had to dry the meat a lot of time.
What about peanuts? Any other words for them?
Goobers.
Okay. And what's that talking about nuts? That kind that grows on the tree?
Well,
that has a big round nut.
Yeah.
And that has that soft outer covering on it.
Oh, you're talking about pecan?
Okay, well, that's one kind.
And then you got an English walnut.
Okay.
Now, we had I don't know whether they grew it on a tree or foot, or the little black outfit in the kind of thick on one end and sharp on the other. We call them nigger heels. I don't know what the devil they were. I don't know what they were. I've seen some lately, but when I was a kid, we used to get them all. The only time we got the food was Christmas.
Yeah.
Apple, orange, or grapes, something like that. Christmas, maybe one apple, two or three little grapes.